Hey, and welcome to episode 92 of PWA Radio. That's what I'm calling it this week. Why am I calling it that this week? Because that's pretty much all we're going to talk about this show. And before people get their panties in a twist or a knot or maybe a bow, kind of a little weird bow type of thing, that's because there hasn't been a whole lot going on this week thus far. So we're just going to talk about what we can talk about. And that's the shit that happened. We have very, very special co-hosts here in the studio with us. Got Mark McNasty.
Of course you do, Rob. And you'd be, you know, I know you'd be lost without me. I'd hate to do that to you 2 weeks in a row.
You have a good time at the mustache parade last week?
Oh, it was fantastic. I'm glad you managed to get by with the peanut gallery you were stuck with.
Well, you know, I brought in my partner on this other podcast that I used to do that we don't really talk about. So it was actually very professional.
Oh, that's what you meant by partner.
Yes, not like the kind of partners that you meet at the mustache parade. No, sir.
Ah, I think we'll be diving into that a little later.
I heard you were diving into it last week. Anyway, we've also got with us, speaking of diving into it, Radio Rich. How you doing there in Baltimore?
Doing just great. Did you guys miss me?
No, Baltimore have a fancy nickname? Fed. Like St. Louis was the gateway to the West. What is Baltimore like anything?
Charm City.
Oh yeah, that's right, because the fucking Ace of Cakes, dude.
Fucking A, cakes.
Yummy.
Yeah, Charm City cakes. That's I knew that, yeah.
The
town so nice that Edgar Allan Poe wanted nothing to do with it.
Smart man.
Very smart man.
You know what? Let's just get right to the action. We've got news, or we should have news. Here's the problem is that our correspondent, our senior news correspondent, and I'm only calling him that because he's missing and therefore can't collect a paycheck for being called senior news correspondent. He went missing after an extermination / fumigation / napalming of the basement of the PWA Dome.
Don't forget the bounty hunter you sent in.
Oh, yeah. I did forget about the bounty hunter. I haven't paid that guy, but he hasn't found him, so I guess I don't have to pay him. So, good. So what are we calling this segment now?
I believe we're calling it Hush for Have You Seen Hardcore?
That's right. That is what we're calling it. And luckily this week the answer is no, but we still need to talk about the headlines. So headlines, what the fuck? The news. We need to talk about the news. So somebody talk about the news. For the love of God, the news. Want the news.
Hello, Rob.
Oh my God, Ringo Starr.
Yeah, oh my, how the hell did you get him as a guest?
Well, it's actually not Ringo Starr. It's the guy that did the voice for Ringo in the Beatles cartoon, if you're
sorry. Ah.
Fuck you, mate. Anyway, Rob. DST here. I figured you wouldn't let me get a wrestling contract. I had to do something. So, we have a little bit of news this week. It turns out that not Stryker, was actually you. Is that have something to do with your little buddy Hardcore going missing?
I don't see how you could equate those two things, no.
Well, there was that whole thing where he walked in on you with your mask on the table, and then all of a sudden he's MIA. How's that happen?
Well, the mask wasn't on the table. It was on my face, and he took it off.
And
so I want to know is why was Mr. Hardcore undressing me while I was asleep?
Didn't y'all used to call him Mr. Gay Hardcore for a while?
I didn't call him that.
Well, the pieces are just, you know, falling into place, Rob, and, you know, it's just looking like a sticky.
Hey, that's the only thing that fell into place.
And that's quite the sticky mess for you, Rob. That's all I got to say. You know, bangers and mash.
That was actually McNasty at the Mustache Parade with the bangers and mash and the sticky mess and the falling into places.
The shame, the horror. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. But we have to move on. You know, the Order of Chaos, they have started their world tour, and they've started successfully as your buddies there, New Age.
Oi! Oi, oi. Oi. You're new to this show, so the first thing you need to understand, no spoilers.
Excuse me. I'll back off on that.
Oh, yeah. Good job there, Radio Rich.
Pardon me. We do have a little more title news, though, because Danny Monroe has been announced as the next challenger for the AOWF TV title. He will be taking on Johnny Maverick in 2 weeks. Monroe working his way up, trying to get a shot at some AOWF gold. And lastly,
hopefully somebody can get rid of this victory monopoly over the titles.
Hey, who just said something about spoilers? Watch yourself. The last thing we have going for us, after the events of Halloween last week, Bubba J, having won the number one Contenders Cup, is out on the runnings looking for a title to challenge for. There has been some rumors that he's looking to take on Lisa Seldon, try to take the Rebel Pro title from her. But other reports have stated that Bubba J himself has said that these are nothing but rumors. Of course, you have to remember that it is an option, so it's just as likely he go after that as any other belt.
You know, here's an interesting fact about Bubba J that most people are not aware of. He doesn't actually smell nearly as bad as you would think.
Hmm?
Well, what a wonderful contribution there, Rob.
There you go. Well, the people at home, they don't get up close to... you know, actually, not that you need to be that close, but they can't really smell it. But you look at a picture of him, you're like, that dude probably smells pretty bad. No, not that bad, really. Not great, but not bad.
Folks, I don't think I can drop that note. So on that, I'm Derek Steven Taylor. This has been your weekly news.
All right, don't be expecting a paycheck for that one, Ringo.
You bum. We got to pay Night Striker in his flower shop.
Yeah, Night Striker.
Rob, where did you find that guy?
Wasn't it W4F or something?
W4F, yes. The World Wide Web Wrestling Federation. Defunct. All right, you know what? Let's talk about, you know what? What did happen this week in the PWA? Rampage. That's it. Rampage. That we haven't talked about already, I should say.
That's pretty much all that happened in the AOWF. Screw the PWA.
That's what I said, the AOWF. Anyway, let's talk about that. Radio Rich, tell me what happened real quick.
Oh, we start off the show with Matthew Engel making his grand and glorious return to the PWA and doing just what doing what everybody wants to do and blowing off Lean Bean Miller.
Poor Lean Bean. He needs to get some respect. Even Scotty Snow looks down at Lean Bean. Which is hard to do because Scotty's no shorter than Lean Bean.
Then we have our first match of the night, and it's a match of alliteration as Dangerous Dan faces off Dallas Hoover. And it turns out that the fat guy managed to get the Duke. Then we cut backstage, and Cody Bogart is walking. And then he gets attacked by Virgil Keenan, who apparently is thinks that Cody Bogart has stolen his aggression championship, which isn't actually his as of Halloween. But who knows?
Yeah, I'm fuzzy on how the whole timeline works in the AOWF, so we'll just accept the fact that maybe that's good.
It works something like that.
Yeah. Then we get a match with Marco Dante fighting off against Luscious Starr. And Luscious Starr manages to get the victory. Wait a minute, didn't Dante beat you, Rob?
That match hasn't actually aired, but...
The infamous lost match where Rob lost to Dante.
Are you withholding that footage?
There is a match, and it will be shown in the near future, because we got a couple of weeks coming up. You know, I can just... It's in the archive. It's in the vault. We're saving it up. It was really, really good. People that were there in attendance, they could tell you how awesome it was. So probably going to, just move on.
So then we get Matthew the Virus Angle coming out, and he starts rambling off against his latest enemies. He talks about Panzerdice. He goes off on Matt Stone. And then finally, saving the worst for last, Emily Corlin. And that kind of comes back to bite him in the ass a little bit. But we'll move on to a tag team match with Thomas Manchester Black and Vicious Vic Wagner facing off against the Corlins. And it is the Sisters of Destruction that managed to get the pinfall. And then
they were bound by blood.
No, now they're sod.
Oh, I get confused. People sod change off. Their names, and they can't go change their names like that because I got to make
merchandising.
T-shirts. Yeah, I've got T-shirts to make, and now I've got like
We have to order all these shirts in bulk. You can only get so many for such a good price, and then they go and change their name, and you have to throw out the 99.9% of the Bound by Blood shirts you didn't sell. Total waste.
Indeed.
And then after the match, of course, they start beating down on Vic and Bound by Blood, but Danny Monroe doesn't do anything, just like last week.
Oh, good for him.
We get a little bit in the back with our favorite co-host over there, Mark McNasty, talking about all his production errors lately.
I could go for some Coco.
Yeah, Coco sounds great. Moving on.
Yep. We get a match with Antonio Torres facing off against...
Debut match.
And he loses his debut match as Danny Monroe makes him tap out in 17-12.
Well, you know, Danny Monroe, it's a good thing that he won that match against a debuting person because otherwise he wouldn't be moving on to the AOWF TV title. Or maybe would. I don't know.
Yep. Then we get a video package on Marvin Wood.
PWA World Champion Marvin Wood.
Yes.
The crown jewel Marvin Wood. Really, really trying to make that a thing.
Then
I don't think anybody else is picking up on that, by the way, the crown jewel Marvin Wood, but god damn it.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, I'm using it.
Crown jewel. That's fine, Rob. You kiss up to your boyfriend. Go ahead. It's all right. We won't hold it against you.
Then we get to a match between two PWA Hall of Famers as Jethro Hayes makes his return to the ring facing off against Riona Langley. And in what may surprise some people, Jethro loses his return match as Riona makes him fall with the tourniquet.
What won't surprise people is Rich kissing up to his girlfriend, but that's okay.
And what actually will surprise Bubba J, or not Bubba J, you know, it'll surprise him too, the stinky fucker. what will come as a surprise to Jethro Hayes, I should say, is that was it. That was his big comeback, the losing to Riona Langley. He came to me, he wanted a match, and I gave him a match, and that was it. He had a match, and now he's done. So, farewell to Jethro Hayes.
He obviously is showing
does smell as
he
bad as you would not.
Rob, I think you'd love to agree that Jethro has done nothing this week but prove he is definitely not in fighting condition.
And now we shall wave goodbye to Jethro Hayes as he drives his tractor off into the sunset.
Yeah, that's right. And, wow, that was it. The end of the...
No.
Please, there's let us more. Not leave out the final touch of the show, the best part.
Well, after Matthew Engel gets sucker punched in the back by Bound by Blood, Sisters of Destruction, we get the PWA Tag Team Titles versus AOWF Tag Team Titles match as the New Age Pansies face off against the Order of Chaos. And more gold for the Victory Crew as the Order of Chaos have taken the PWA World Tag Team Titles hostage.
So are you telling me that Bizarro PWA now has the PWA World Title?
Two of our belts.
Wow,
yes.
that is some fucked up shit right there.
Well, we need to get some of their belts.
I had one of their belts.
Yes.
And then
you lost it to a kook.
Well, but I was... Well, that's because I was busy defending the AOWF Intercontinental Championship.
Priorities,
for victory, apparently. And that was it. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Here's what happened, actually. Panzerdice failed the PWA. Twice now. He failed the PWA by losing the PWA world title to the crown jewel Marvin Wood. And I say failed the PWA only in that he lost the PWA world title to a wrestler not under PWA contract. It wasn't a failure for me because, of course, the crown jewel Marvin Wood is a fucking awesome world champion. But he failed the PWA by losing our tag team titles to fucking Simon motherfucking Callis.
Oh, yes, and not Stryker. Costing them the match has absolutely nothing to do with it, right, Rob?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll tell you this much. Anybody that wants to blame other people for losing a match That's just bullshit right there, because you know what? Nothing, even let's say I grant you that maybe Nod Stryker could have been involved in the outcome of that match. If Panzer Dice were any kind of champion, he would have already had the match in hand, and anything Nod Stryker would have
done.
This
is what I will say, Rob. As someone who has personally been cost the tag titles before by your camp, I got to say I feel for the pansies, the real ones.
Yeah, you know what? No, I know. Last week you were at the Mustache Parade feeling all sorts of pansies. We're not talking about that right now. That was it. That's the end of Rampage. So
we're not going to get to the part where Nod Stryker was unmasked to reveal Robinson?
And then brutally beat like a redheaded stepchild.
Well, brutally beat is pretty – that's harsh language. That was one friend stabbing another friend in the back, much like what happened to you last week at the Mustache Parade at Nasty.
Alex Wilkie was not there. Stop implying things.
And
Alex Wilkie could never grow a mustache anyway.
I just heard that you went for second helpings of the figgy pudding. That's what I heard.
He's out of jail.
Is that where Jacob Figgins has been hiding since he broke out?
At the Mustache Parade. But, yeah, all right, that happened. There was a Panzer Dice bomb and getting thrown over the top rope. And you know what? We will talk about the repercussions of that. The ramifications, the consequences, the effects, all those fancy words will be discussed here shortly. But you know what we're going to talk about first? Something that's not PWA related. This is kind of like a little break. You see, we separate the PWA stuff from the other PWA stuff with a little bit of Rebel Pro stuff, or as I like to think of it, formerly known as Robinson Pro. That's what I call them. Hey, McNasty, what the hell is going to happen in Rebel Pro soonish?
Well, Rob, I'm so glad you should ask. Next week, coming to us from Rebel Pro, we will be starting off with Jimmy Henderson taking on Taboo. Followed by that will be Jamie Flynn taking
What was that first match?
Jimmy Henderson will be taking on Taboo.
No shit, Jimmy Henderson.
The Jimmy Henderson.
Really? I thought he was dead.
Apparently not.
And wait, really? That dude's a hell of a guitar player.
Yep, and now he's a Rebel Pro fighter. Anyway, following that, it will be Jamie Flynn, the now not undefeated Jamie Flynn, although he's still got quite a hell of a record.
The fears the fuck out of the Phoenix Jamie Flynn? That Jamie Flynn?
Yes, that Jamie Flynn.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't some other Jamie Flynn.
Just because he left PWA on some rather bad terms doesn't mean the guy is a wash.
Well, he didn't leave in bad terms. He ran away like a scared little girl. But that's fine. Now he's working in Rebel Pro. That's what happens.
Taking on the former aggression champion, Jace Wilds. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the man in our next match. That would be Virgil Keenan taking on another former aggression champion, Hostile. This one could be quite a hell of a match between these two. And as pissed off as Keenan is lately, he might actually bring a fight for Hostile. But lastly, the Order of Chaos is continuing their world tour as they go to stage 2. They're taking on Hardcore Entertainment for the Rebel Pro Tag Team titles. One of these teams.
You just keep talking about your week last, your last week, your previous week, your vacation.
I enjoyed myself.
Hardcore Entertainment.
And that's your Rebel Pro.
No, that's not my Rebel Pro. That's fucking bullshit right there.
That's your not Robinson Pro card.
Yeah, formerly known as Robinson Pro card. All right. Well, we got that covered. So now we've covered just about all of the stuff that there is to talk about this week in the AOWF, which is a little bit sad because we're not even at the 20-minute mark. And, I've been bullshitting like a motherfucker. And so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break. Then we'll come back and we're going to talk about the event that's on everybody's mind. And lips, and like schedules, because they all work for me. London's burning. Yeah, so we will, you know, be right back to talk about that, fuckers. Hey there, wrestling fans. It's Rob Robinson, the Phoenix, the owner of the PWA, the AOWF Intercontinental Champion, all-around great guy. And I'm here to tell you about RobinsonProStuff.com. That, of course, the most fantastic wrestling-related online commerce website where you can spend all of your hard-earned money on wrestling-related crap. And you know what we got this week? What we got this week is a great big fuck you to Victory Wrestling, the Bizarro PWA. That's right. They've got Puppet Lisa over there. Well, now you can have your own puppet, whoever you want. They're on the PWA roster, past, present, fucking maybe even the future, I don't know. You can get a puppet version of them, and it'll be way better than fucking Puppet Lisa Seldon, who never gave me a goddamn world title shot, no matter how much I deserve it. So stop by RobinsonProStuff.com and order your own. Get a puppet McNasty, get a puppet Radio Ridge, puppet Riona Langley. Actually, that would be very lifelike to your fist. But anyway, I'm just saying, whatever the fuck you want, you can get it in puppet form. There's a new Muppets movie coming out. Fuck that. Get your own PWA puppet today at RobinsonProStuff.com. All right, we are back. And you know what? It's a short show this week. I hope you don't mind. Hopefully it's not going to be too long. But we got a little bit more stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about London's Burning, quite possibly my favorite non-Genesis pay-per-view of the PWA calendar year. I don't know why I like it so much.
I know why, but that's our main event.
Is it because I get to go to London and eat shepherd's pie, which is fucking delicious, despite what some people might think?
That too.
Fucking delicious. I figured it
was because you were getting a free romantic time away vacation with your little girlfriend there, Marvin Wood, on PWA's ticket.
The crown jewel, Marvin Wood? No.
You're going to play with Marvin's jewels? What? I'm sorry, Rob. There's some interference here in the studio.
No. We're not going to the mustache parade. God damn it, McNasty. Get your mind out of the gutter. You're not at the mustache parade. You're not at Fire Island anymore. You're back here, PWA Dome, in the studio. The podcasting studio in the PWA Dome.
Dome is huge.
It is pretty
big.
Rob.
I'm so sorry, Rob. I just got confused for a minute there.
I know. I know. So let's talk about it. London's Burning. We got what do we got? We got Dallas Hoover taking on Marco Dante in an opening match. That's what I like to call it because it's the first match of the show.
Still punishing Marco Dante.
There's nothing really else to talk about for that. It's, you know, a couple of guys, see what they can do. We got Thomas Manchester Black in a rematch with Miss Madison in a Grizzly Bear contendership match. Why? Because, fucking why not? That's why I say. And of course, if you recall last week, they brawled outside the ring to a count out, or I guess two weeks ago.
Rob, let me get your personal insight. Is it pretty much a do or die for TMB at this point with the GB title?
Yeah, this is going to be, at least for
honestly, I think it should be do or die for both of them.
This is, you know what, though? Miss Madison, she did have a recent opportunity at the title and lost, but it was a very close fought match. TMB is really shown a lot of potential, but sometimes it seems lately, actually seems like since he lost the title to Cody Bogart, that he's had trouble kind of getting focus and really getting on track that he needs to. So, you could say that. I mean, I'm not going to kill him because that would be highly, highly illegal. But I might not let him have another shot at the title in the near future.
Maybe you could just make him go advertise all the power sauce bars.
Well, that's also highly, highly illegal. So,
then we get ourselves a...
Yeah. We got Danny Monroe taking on Emily Corlin in a, you know, another grudge sort of match from a couple weeks ago, where, of course, Emily Corlin and the other Corlin girls beat the fuck out of Danny Monroe. And you know what? Just because fucking London's Burning and, you know what? We hadn't had one for a while. Made it a last man standing match, which is not actually discriminating against Emily Corlin.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Technically, wouldn't that automatically make Danny Monroe the winner?
No. Because, you know what? I'm not even going to make the joke I was going to make. I'm just going to say it's not. It'll be fine. That's a gender neutral man. As in, like, hey man, how's it going? You're not really done by. You could say that to a woman. So anyway, we got Riona Langley taking on Lucy Starr. I don't think there's any special stipulations there.
Well, I would like to point out how our internet fans have lovingly dubbed us the Butch vs. Bitch match, and Lucille Starr there does have the golden locks to be the bitch in this match.
And Luscious Starr has been Riona's bitch pretty much their entire career, so...
Right. We got Vicious Vic Wagner, former Grizzly Bear champion, taking on the current Grizzly Bear champion, Cody Bogard, in, a Grizzly Bear title match. No stipulations there either, because I took away the stipulations in the Grizzly Bear title match, because I got tired of them.
You can't top a Church of the Glowing Taco match.
You shouldn't even try. I mean, you can top it with salsa. That's a little taco humor, in case you were wondering.
Hi-yo.
Very little, but...
At least you're not covering it in sauce.
Oh, yeah, maybe last week one of us was, but not anymore. We got returning PWA legend Matthew the Virus Engel taking on returning Mark McNasty in a no stipulation match. I don't know why I feel the need to point out when there are no stipulations. Like, that should be assumed. But no, there's no stipulations. This match was originally going to... it was going to be a triple threat with Monkey McD, but Monkey McD was forced... I don't think he'd get a work visa to work in England.
I heard something about JoJo needed some bedside attending. So
well, the problem was that the British people thought that he really was a monkey, and he didn't have the proper vaccinations. And we're like, he's not really a monkey. And they're like, his name's it's in the name. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know what? I'm not even worried about this. McD, you're off the card, especially because he kicked me out of the NAP. So fuck you, McD. You're not getting that pay-per-view bonus. That all was kind of in my head.
Rob Robinson is... You're so petty.
Petty like a fox. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And in the co-main event... Why is it the co-main event? Because I fucking own the company. That's why I'll make anything I want to be. I can make Dallas Hoover versus Marco Dante the co-main event if I want to. But I won't. But what I will make the co-main event...
Yeah, that wouldn't sell all that well.
And I probably should make this the main event. But you know what? I'm a humble guy, so I'm not going to do that. Panza dies, that fucking backstabbing son of a bitch, taking on the greatest wrestler in PWA history. Yes, the Phoenix in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yep, we have ourselves here a battle of the 5-time PWA World Heavyweight Champions.
Because, you know what? That's what fucking happens whenever you rip the mask off of somebody's head and you toss them out of the ring. Like they're fucking Scotty Snow or something. So,
Last thing we need is Marvin being upset that you're stealing the main event spotlight from him. So you best stick with the thing.
Here's the thing. From now on, when you talk about Marvin Wood, you will refer to him as the crown jewel Marvin Wood.
Rob,
I'm making this happen.
Whatever pillow talk you have with Marvin, do not bring it on the show. That is your business, buddy.
Man, you're having flashbacks. You just keep having these flashbacks to the mustache parade. It's insane, dude. It's insane. Marvin's an R2 classy guy for that sort of thing.
I'm sorry. Rich was there, taking pictures and just taking, notes of the whole thing. You haven't gotten on him for it yet.
Well, no. Of course I wouldn't do that. Anyway...
That's because I don't have a mustache.
That's right. He doesn't keep bringing it up.
And then finally, in our main event.
All right. Yes, our main event. Intercontinental Champion, Matt Stone. His nickname's like the Straight Shooter, but I don't want to call him the Straight Shooter. Matt Stone. I want a fucking kick-ass nickname. Much like his opponent, PWA World Champion, the Crown Jewel, Marvin Wood. See, that's the nickname. So we're going to work on something. I'll tell you what, PWA radio fans, I want you to write in next week, because we didn't get any fan mail this week. But I want you to write in with nicknames for Matt Stone, like awesome nicknames too. They got to be good. They got to be at least as good or nearly as good as the Crown Jewel Marvin Wood, because there's not anything that could beat that. So please tell me, give me a nickname that's better than the Straight Shooter Matt Stone, because I don't like that.
Now, this isn't really just going to be any old match between Marvin.
I'm actually surprised that McNasty didn't jump in there with Rock Hard Matt Stone, because I know where McNasty's mind is.
I'm sure we could salvage a Flintstones joke here.
But you know what? This is going to be phenomenal. It's world title versus the Intercontinental title. And is
in
is
the main event.
Because in the co-main event.
As great as a battle of the former PWA, five-time PWA world champions is, you cannot top a London's Burning cage match.
God damn it, do I love the London's Burning cage match. I invented this goddamn thing. And man, it's just brutal and
it is one of your greatest inventions, Rob.
And I almost feel bad for putting the Crown Jewel Marvin Wood into such a thing, because I would just hate for anything to happen to the Crown Jewel Marvin Wood, but God damn it, he can tough it out, because this match is just so fucking awesome.
Well, Rob, you are throwing wood into the fire here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, I need a soundboard for that. And here's the thing. I suppose I should explain this for the people that may not have ever seen a London's Burning match before.
Which then makes me think, where were you at Summer Sizzler? Was it Summer Sizzler?
I don't know. I don't remember when the last one was. We just talked about this and it came up, and there's one that we didn't remember. Anyway, here's what it is.
I think the last one was 09.
You know,
and then we had like two or three in 08.
No, there was another one that was not marked as it. There was another one since then. Anyway, at least one more since then. Anyway, here's the thing. You know, Stan Lee, the guy who invented, you know, like Spider-Man and like fucking all the comic book heroes that aren't like Superman or Batman. He when he would write comic books, he always wrote every comic book with the philosophy that it's always every issue is somebody's first issue. All right. So, you know, he would try to make sure that even a brand new reader could pick up any random issue and be up to speed with, you know, the character. And that's what I'm doing here, because I'm assuming that, you know, we got new fans coming all the time. So here's the deal. In fact, Marvin Wood didn't even know what the London's Burning match was. I don't know why, because it, you know, always takes place in his goddamn country. But, you know, fucking Crown Jewel. Here's what it is. It's a cage match. Haha.
Well, obviously.
But it's not a traditional cage match. It is it's those great big steel pipes, like the old 1980s style cage,
you know?
The
blue bars.
Ooh. Yes, the big blue bars. Now, it however, is not fought under big blue bar cage match rules, because you can't climb the cage and escape. You can't walk through the door and escape. You have to pin or submit your opponent. And why can't you climb the cage? You could fucking try, but you will burn to death. Because there are little gas jets of flame all over the cage. The whole thing's on fire. Probably difficult to watch from the arena. That's not my problem. I don't really give a shit.
It's shocking.
That. Yes, it's very, very hot in there. Very hot. Very
Rob,
dangerous.
You would know from personal experience, what kind of strategy can you even try to come up with going into a match like this, where essentially all you can do is try not to get outside a two-thirds of the regular ring space?
What can you do? It's tough, because what you really want to do is you want to use that to your advantage, obviously. So it's kind of, if you watch a lot of MMA, they talk about controlling the center of I don't think you can say octagon. I think you get sued for that, but the center. That's kind of what you want to do here. Same idea. You want to control the center of the ring and always keep your opponent closer to the edge than you are. You can't do that all the time, but you definitely got to do it the majority of the time if you want to be successful. I mean, we've had matches in the past with like Scoot Nash Strader, where he got tied up in the ropes, because the ropes are still there. The cage is outside that. And man, that dude had some pretty serious burns on his back, spent some time in the hospital. So.
And elaborate for the fans. Getting thrown in the fire is not an instant loss. You can get thrown in the fire, but you still have to get pinned or submitted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could, you know, most people
you could be shoved face first into the fire.
Yeah, you could lose your eyebrows. That would be horrible. You'd look like freaky, man. Anyway,
but yeah, honestly, this match, both wrestlers have an advantage. Now, you think, you know, you're talking about control in the middle of the ring. That has to fall under Marvin Wood with his catch-as-catch-can strat, you know, mastery. But at the same time, Matt Stone, he has the ability. He He is one of the dirtiest wrestlers in the PWA, and
that sort of
chicanery could play a part in because you know Stone is probably going to be the one to try to throw Wood into the fire. Absolutely, I don't see Wood being the one trying to throw Stone in. Wood's going to be trying to take Stone out the fair way.
Well, one thing that might play to Stone the Crown Jewel's strengths is the fact that you know I mentioned it's fucking ridiculously hot inside of that cage, and stamina. Even the best conditioned fighter, they're not going to last real long in that. That just is going to sap the strength and the energy right out of you.
But at the same time,
you're not going to see like a 60-minute war in there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Marvin Wood's strategy much of the time is of a marathon runner. You know, break the opponent down, out wrestle them, use his technical skills. When this is going to be more of a sprint.
Well, but at the same time, you know, you might give an advantage to Marvin, to the Crown Jewel. Whenever both guys, you know, 10 minutes in and they're both just completely exhausted. And, you know, I would say at that point, you know, all the dirty tricks in the book aren't going to, you know, the technical skills.
Well, the thing is this is not a match where you can be dirty. You don't have anywhere to go. You don't have anywhere to hide. You don't have anywhere to sneak up on anybody. It's you, another guy, and about 20 square feet between every edge of this burning cage.
But at the same time, there's no rules in there's no DQs, there's no countouts, so all the dirty tricks in the book are perfectly legal.
That is true. So that makes them not dirty tricks. That makes it strategy. Legal.
The other thing, though, is you do have to give Matt Stone this, but you might also wonder if it's not a hindrance. I can attribute to that the son of a bitch at least can. How to put this without Rob bringing up the mustache parade? Matt Stone has the ability to go for long matches without a...
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Stone can go all night long. That's what my co-host here is trying to say.
As we saw in the ladder match. But the thing you have to remember is this. The ladder match was very taxing. You have to wonder how much is still hindering on Matt Stone.
Matt Stone's
still sore from the match that was just a couple weeks ago.
Stone's been
So what you're wondering is if Matt Stone is sore from the last night he went all night. Last time he went all night long. I don't think that's going to be a factor. But here's what I do think is going to be a factor. And you just hang on, let me talk. The thing is, Matt Stone, he doesn't lose a whole lot of matches. The last time he got a world title shot a couple months back, I guess probably more like 3 months back now. Anyway, it was a triple threat match, and you know, but this, like, just the fact that he's still the Intercontinental Champion after all the shit that went down over the last month or so, that just shows, you know, the kind of competitor that he is, even if he is kind of a son of a bitch. I don't know. It's a toss-up. I just still think that going to the Crown
Rob
Jewel.
Rob did,
Marvin.
You know, Mark did bring up a good point.
No, he did.
Stone's been in some rough matches since Manitoba Mayhem. He did two cage matches because he wrestled a cage match against Vic Wagner. Then he wrestled a cage match against Panzerdace. Then he did the ladder match, and now he's going into a London's Burning cage match. That's a rough schedule on anybody.
Yeah, but he's had some, you know, time off and such. So I still think that, and especially considering how long Stone's been waiting for this, you know, one-on-one a world title shot. I don't think that he's going to be anything less than 100% coming into this.
Well, Stone just has to know what he's getting himself into. Marvin Wood just won this title, and as much as a prick as he is, I really doubt he wants to be remembered in PWA for being a transitional champion.
Especially losing in his own home country. But honestly, I think Stone riding off the high of the ladder match victory and the fact that this is, you know, his best chance ever to win the belt, I think Stone is going to capitalize. You know, I'm sorry to the Crown Jewel, but I got to take Stone here.
Well, fine. You do that.
What about you, Mark?
It's a very tough call. Marvin Wood is a very good technical fighter. He's shown that he has the ability to stand up in tough fights. He took the belt off Panzerdice, who up to that point was steadily and pretty consistently getting wins. But Stone, it seems almost like a rarity that he loses. It seems like it is a blue moon that he actually loses. I might actually have to go with Stone, too, as much as it pains me.
Well, it doesn't pain you as much as what happened to you last week. And that's London's Burning for
this. You're right, Rob. Having to listen to Lucius Starr try to talk through one of these was incredibly painful.
I think you're referring to Luscious Star.
Yeah,
Luscious,
you
Lucille,
were maybe listening to a different podcast. He was listening to the Mustache Parade podcast. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right, that was it. And that's all the show we got for this week. And, that's it. We've talked about everything there is to talk about. No more mail. No more commercials. So,
Close the curtains.